Saniqua, hi.
Hi, hi. How are you? Good morning.
I'm so good. I'm a huge fan of the show. I love your character.
Thank you. So excited
about talking to you.
Thank you.
You film in our backyard, so I've got lots to ask you about. First of all, congratulations and Roll Tide. I know you must be a fan.
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much, Roll Tide.
Oh my goodness. Georgia was not very happy about that one.
I know. I mean, that's my alma mater right there.
I know it is. I know it is. Well, tell me, first of all, since you are a Southern girl, what is it like to be filming in the Atlanta area? I know you're outside of Atlanta, but tell me what it's like to be in the South and filming this incredible show.
Oh, man. Well, it's great because I left the South. I moved to New York right out of college, and I was there for several years and then moved to L.A. So returning home-ish, you know, because I'm from Alabama, obviously, is lovely. You know, I've been able to be closer to my family, which is really the big thing about it, is being closer to them. And then, you know, I really love that we shoot on location for the show. I've always said this. I think it adds the authenticity of the show, for sure. You know, we're in the real elements. We're not on a soundstage. It's real sweat, and we're really in the woods, and you know what I mean? It's real.
Well, and you know, I pretty much grew up in Atlanta. I've been here since I was 10. And the summers, I mean, I really can't believe that you film when you do. Aren't you done around Thanksgiving or in November when you are done filming?
Yeah, the season shoots from May to November. Sweltering summer. And
yes.
We also get the winter too before it's all done.
Not only that, this last season you were pregnant. So what could be worse than being in the sweltering heat and then be pregnant during the huge bit of it?
Exactly. And it's so funny how it all works, because the season 5 was the most action-packed season for me by far.
Oh yeah, you were fantastic. Amazing for you.
Thank you. I was all over the place, so physically strenuous is an understatement. While being pregnant, I was pregnant the entire season. So, yeah, I'm really grateful.
Wow. And it's amazing. It's amazing that we didn't know that. You must have been pretty tiny.
I was all belly, for sure. That you couldn't tell anywhere else. So that really helped us out. I was like, oh, goodness, thank you, God. Because I was able to do everything. I was able to do everything that everybody else did, everything that I would have done normally. You know what I mean?
So yes. Yeah.
I was, by the time I was done, I was just like, what just happened? What was that? What did I just do?
Tell me, you first came on in the 3rd season, is that right?
I did.
Season 3? Okay. Well, the reason why I started watching was, I'm not a big zombie fan, I love scary stuff, but I didn't think I was a zombie fan. But I wanted to see, I knew it was filming in Atlanta, I wanted to see the scenes of downtown. And my dad had a cigar store, like some of those opening scenes where Rick is on the horse in downtown Atlanta. It was right in front of my dad's cigar store. His big cigar sign is there. And I just was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was stunned. And I was just like, oh, how cool. It was so much fun to watch and see the buildings and know that area so well. So I got hooked into it immediately because of the characters. It's such a strong show. When I talk to friends about it that don't watch it, they're like, you got to be kidding. And I'm like, you don't get it. You have to watch this show. And your character, you have come so far. This was a huge season for you, season 5. You just, because you lost Therese, number one. That was huge. But were you a fan of the show when you tried out for the show?
I was. And I was like you, and like a lot of people, I was averse to it at first. It premiered on Halloween, the first episode.
That's right. Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to watch a zombie show on Halloween. No. You know, that's what I said. And then I caught a piece of it. My roommates were watching it, and I caught a piece, and I was enthralled, and I said, what is this? I gotta watch this. And then I was a huge fan, so you can imagine my excitement when I got the opportunity to actually be on the show. And this season was tragic. It was miserable. You know, I was dealing with death and sadness and just a tragedy. But it was also incredibly fulfilling as an artist. I was really grateful for the story. Portraying PTSD was an honor as well. I got so much feedback from the audience about that portrayal, and people felt like they could relate to it, who have suffered from it themselves. And so that, you can't ask for anything more than that.
No, really, you just were, I just love seeing you come into the forefront and be this character that we love and care about. Remember the TV show 24 with Kiefer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I loved it is it killed off major characters, even though I hate it, but you love it because you're like, oh my gosh, they're willing to do that. And that's the thing with this press show. It's like, absolutely. You can't do that, but it's done, you know? So
it is done, yeah.
Do you not know
go.
Until
Anybody
right?
Can go.
Do you find out when you read that script that, oh my gosh, for instance?
No. Yeah, wouldn't that be? A lot of people think that that's the way it works, that you read the script and you just sort of like hurry up and get to the end of it to make sure you're still,
yes.
You know, still alive at the end of it, but fortunately, that is not how it goes. You find out beforehand.
Oh, they do.
We get a call from our wonderful genius of an ET, Scott Gimple, and he lets us know, listen, this is coming up, you know, just so that we can be prepared so that, you know, we're all on the same page, you know, and we all appreciate that. That care. So you're not flipping through the script.
Well, who is it hit you the most that's left the show that you got very close to that? It sounds
that's the thing. That's such a hard question to answer because we're all very close. And we're here in the South, in the elements, together. So it drives us together. And it's hard to say bye to everybody. We cry. We send everybody off with love and hugs and tears, you know.
Aww.
And it was really hard to say bye to Lawrence and Chad, for sure.
Yes.
You know, I came in with Chad. So it was almost like my experience with the show was wrapped up in our brother-sister relationship on the show. You know,
yes.
We came in together as that, and we're always together on the show as well. So that was pretty hard. But I was also really close with Lawrence as well. We were really good friends. It's hard. It's,
yeah.
It's hard to say bye to everybody. It really is, because I miss Scott, too, a lot, and it's tough. That's the worst part.
Because the characters are so, they're just so well written and so well acted. Really, it's, how often are you pinching yourself to go, I am on the hottest show on television. This is so crazy, the kinds of numbers that it's pulling. I mean, really and truly, you've got to be just thrilled.
Oh, yeah. So grateful.
Do people recognize you? Do people recognize you all the time now? It's going to start happening more. Trust me. It is. It's funny.
It's happening more now than ever before, for sure.
Do you live down there or do you live up in Atlanta? I know a couple of people live in Atlanta just because I guess their kids go to school here and stuff. But where do you live when you're filming?
I mean, since we shoot in the woods. Usually in spots that are in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, most people don't live where we shoot, for sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you lived down that way when you were in Georgia to shoot.
The places where we shoot, we wouldn't want to live out there. There would be absolutely nothing to do.
Okay.
We're not working. Unless we want to chop down some trees or...
Because, I know some people that live in Fayetteville.
Or like deer hunting. You know what I mean?
Go,
like,
yes.
Nothing to do. So, yeah.
You're going to be done at Thanksgiving, right, again? And is home for you now, is it L.A.?
Yeah, most of us are L.A.-based.
From Alabama, you went to New York, and then pretty quickly L.A., right?
No, actually, I was in New York for 5.5 years.
Oh, see, for people my age, that's pretty quick.
Well, yeah, 5.5 years isn't that long, no. I mean, it was a good chunk of time for me. It was some really, like, good years. The early 20s when you're excited and you're, you know, everything is spontaneous, and I wouldn't trade living in New York in those years for anything.
I can imagine that. My brother did that too as an actor for a while, and it's one of the greatest cities ever.
Absolutely. I encourage every artist to spend some time there.
That's
for sure.
And you were also on one of my favorite shows, The Good Wife. I haven't missed an episode of that.
Yay.
Or The Walking Dead. So you're doing so well, girl. I'm really proud of you. I think it's wonderful.
You.
Is there anything that you can give up? We're so excited about the season starting again.
Oh, man.
Anything we want to be watching for in particular?
It's just going to be big. And I know we say that a lot, and that's one of the great things about the show, that it just continues to increase.
Yes.
But it's on another level of seismic proportions.
And I don't know how they keep doing that. The thing is, and I laugh,
I
like,
either.
The special effects, I laugh because I'm like, they are really trying to just gross each other out now. It's like, you know, you can tell that
so
they
funny.
Must get a kick out of the sounds and the whatever gross stuff they're using, you know.
Yeah, well, it's an art form in itself.
It is. It's incredible. So. I'm really delighted to have so much time to talk to you today. You're just delightful.
Yay,
and
thank you. Thank you for that. It was really lovely talking to you, too.
Yeah, thanks. I can't wait to watch you and starting again Sunday night.
Thank you for that. Yay.
All right, my friend.
You enjoy it. It's going to be good.